Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, I have Minister of State with responsibility for public procurement, e-government and the circular economy, Oisín Smith, with me here in the studio. Good morning, Claire. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, I know you're here to talk about the National Broadband Strategy, and we will talk about that, but this issue that's in the news this week, the residential zoned land tax. Were you surprised to hear yesterday that it seems now the Minister for Finance is going to postpone that for at least a year?
Yeah, I was amazed to read that. I didn't see that coming at all. Just to be clear, obviously we have a housing crisis, and yet Ireland is a country that has a lot of land. And so part of the Housing for All strategy 3 years ago was that we passed a law, this is 2021 now, which said that people, if they were found to be hoarding land, that land that's both zoned for housing and provided with services, that they would have to pay a tax on that.
Mm-hmm. And 3% on the value, isn't
that it? 3% on the value, yeah. And the idea was, when we passed that law, we said, anybody who owns this land, you've got 2 years to get ready. In other words, you've got 2 years to either start building on the land or to dezone the land. So, you know, or else if you don't want to dezone the land, you don't want to build on it, you can pay the tax. So that was basically the idea in 2021. 2023 came round. Time to pay the tax, and the government decided to give people an extra year because they weren't ready. So we've pushed it forward to 3 years. So now here we are 3 years later. I opened the newspaper the other day and it says some people, you know, some politicians are thinking that we should do it another year. And I just thought that's the last thing that we should be doing right now.
But you are the government. Do they not tell you that they're going to do this?
It isn't the government. The government has already made a decision about this and has passed a law about it. So we have a policy and we have a law. So it's quotes, I suppose, attributed to various politicians. But it isn't something that I can agree with. And I'll tell you why. We've now gone through the exercise of mapping out the country and finding where are these land banks that are both zoned for land, zoned for residential housing, and ready to build on, provided with services. And it turns out that there is 6,500 hectares, and it's enough land for 220,000 homes. So it would be absolutely transformative to provide that housing. And I don't think those numbers have been calculated really or have been noticed, but it's actually all been published. Every local authority in the country has been obliged by law to publish a map showing all the pieces of land that are both zoned for housing, serviced for housing, okay, and yet not being built on.
Okay,
so we're holding back. If we don't go ahead and do this, we're holding back housing for 220,000 families. Now, everybody in the country has agreed, all the political parties are agreed, that we need to build 50,000 homes a year. Why would we delay this for a year? That's not the right answer.
What about the problem here is the farmers, isn't it? The people who are farming this zoned land who say, we can't afford to pay this 3% tax. That seems to be why this has been deferred once again, to work out a way of excluding those people from this 3% on the value of the land. Do you accept that that's a problem?
I think there's something that people don't understand, and which also hasn't been picked up by the media, which is that most of the land is not farming land. Most of it is just landowners who owned land by the side of towns, by the side of cities. So the majority of this land is not agricultural. It's owned by landowners.
Well, a lot of it is state-owned, actually.
And state-owned, you're absolutely right. And so deferring the entire tax for a year because you found some hard cases that are a minority of people is not the right answer. So if there are people who want to come, if there are proposals to identify somebody who's a hard case, who's being treated unfairly, and that they need to have some kind of a payoff or exemption, that's fine. But what we're not going to do is defer the tax for a year. I would never accept that. That's not going to happen. So that suggestion that the whole tax will be proposed will be deferred for a year. The 220,000 people are going to be denied their housing because a minority of people are felt to be being unfairly treated.
So
that's
saying,
not going to be the answer.
You're saying the Green Party will not agree to this?
Well, I think Stephen Matthews put it very clearly this morning when he said it was like hiding food during a famine. It is absolutely the wrong thing to do. But we are open to finding a solution. And this is the case with all laws. You come up with a law and then you find there's somebody that you haven't thought of in a hard case who has some particular situation where they're being unfairly treated and they need some kind of carve out. And that's fine. We can
and
work
that
on that.
May be happening with farmers on zoned land. That's what you accept, that is an issue for them. If they are genuinely farming their land and they're subject to this tax, that is an issue for those people.
So if you owned land 3 years ago, you knew that this land is zoned. Everyone knows that their land is zoned for housing. You know it's got services, and you have 3 years to either start building on it or to ask for it to be dezoned. Mm-hmm. So if you're a farmer and you really don't want to build on your land, you love farming your cows, farming sheep, whatever you're doing, growing crops, and you never want to build on it, that's fine. You can ask for it to be dezoned. And I'm sure there'll be absolutely no problem with that. There'll be no problem finding another farmer whose land can be rezoned down the road and for just about the same amount. No problem whatsoever. So we can dezone land absolutely if that's the case. So that's a solution. So for anybody who finds themselves in a situation where their land has been zoned, they don't want to build on it, they never want to build on it, they don't want to pay the tax, we'll dezone their land. Not a problem. So we can find it. We can find a solution to this problem. And if there's somebody in some particular situation which is really unfair, I'm sure we can find a way around it. But what we are not going to do is get rid of land hoarding tax, which could provide housing for 220,000 families simply because there is a small number of undefined hard cases.
This is a Fianna Fáil decision, do you think, at government level?
It's not
is that where it's coming from?
No, it's not. The government's just made a decision on this and has passed a law. I read in the newspaper that some Fianna Fáil politicians would like to defer it for a year. That's not a decision.
Charlie McConnell Oak, Dara O'Brien and Jack Chambers.
Well, they haven't spoken to me.
Mm. So what's going to happen?
Well, we're not going to defer the residential zoned land tax.
How serious could this issue get?
I mean, there are less than 100 farmers affected by this, right? There are 220,000 families looking for housing. We're in the middle of a housing crisis. That's not going to be the answer. I am absolutely open to working with my colleagues in government to find a solution to this. And that's what we do all the time. But the solution is not for somebody to go to the media and say, I found the answer, here you are. You know, that's not how it works.
Right. So when I ask you what could happen, I mean, could this lead to the Greens saying we're not going to be part of this government anymore if this is what you're going to do?
No, the Greens want to be part of a government that delivers vast quantities of housing. We want those 220,000 families to get their housing on zoned residential serviced land. We don't want that land to be hoarded. Mm-hmm. So we want to find the solution to the problem.
But you're so exercised about this morning. My question to you is, what will you do if those politicians I've mentioned, Jack Chambers, Dara O'Brien, Charlie McConnell Logan, insist on deferring this tax?
I'm sure they won't. How could they? Do you honestly think that they're going to say, yes, we're going to make sure that 220,000 families don't get their housing. We're going to take all those land banks. And even though most of the land is not agricultural, we're going to defer the entire tax for a year. We're going to do that unilaterally, and we're going to do that without asking our colleagues in government. That's not going to happen.
Because Simon Harris has said, as long as I'm Taoiseach, no active farmer will pay residential zoned land tax. Now, he might be hinting there at finding some way to exempt them in the way that you were, so more open to the way you're thinking on this. But that's not what the Fianna Fáil politicians are saying.
Yeah, so I think the Taoiseach has said that no farmer will have to pay this tax if they don't want to. And that's true. They don't have to pay it. They can build on the land, or they can have their land dezoned. So we can dezone anybody, any farmer who feels that they don't want to have housing being built on their land, they want to keep it for farming, they want to keep it for agriculture, will dezone their land. Not a problem.
If this deferral happens, will you stay in government? Will you be happy to stay in government?
It won't happen. We have very reasonable partners in government. We've managed to work our way through every problem so far. You know, I think there's always been a kind of narrative that the coalition is fighting each other.
But you're saying it won't happen. You're expecting them to back down. They don't want to do it. They're taking it off the table.
No, not to back down, but to move sideways. I'm sure we can find, I'm sure we can identify anybody who is being unfairly treated, and we can find a way to make it fair for them. But what we're not going to do is get rid of residential zoned land tax after we legislated for it 3 years
ago. And what will you do if they insist on deferring?
They're not going to insist.
Okay, well, we'll see. We will see. Now, on broadband, which you came in to talk to us about, let's just go through some of the issues that people have. Like, people have concerns outside of the major hubs about internet speeds. We have decent coverage now, but we have some rural areas, in Leitrim, for example, connection speeds of 53 megabits per second. Now, that is well below the European target of 100 megabits per second. When will that improve?
So every home in rural Ireland, and let's go back to farms again, every farm in rural Ireland is going to have high-speed broadband. In other words, fibre to the home, gigabit broadband by the end of 2026. So that's only months away from now. It's a 7-year, we have a 7-year national broadband plan project. We have a 7-year national broadband plan project. This is the equivalent of rural electrification. It is bringing high-speed, super-fast broadband to every rural home. No matter how remote you are, whether you're up a mountain or up a boreen, you get fibre broadband. So today, we've managed to connect half the properties in Ireland. Nobody expected that we would do it that fast. The project is going far better than was expected, and the take-up rate is way higher than was predicted. So it turned, like people had said at the start of this project, why would a farmer or why would somebody in rural Ireland, why would somebody living in a stone cottage up a boring want fibre broadband? Well, they'll never want it.
Why wouldn't they?
It turns out they do.
The thing is, we're very much behind where we would have wanted to be with this. I mean, it should have happened years ago, probably before you were in government, and still people are waiting for the speeds to be where they need to be.
It was proposed in 2012 by Pat Rabbit. After that, there was Alan Kelly and Alex White. There was Dennis Nocton. There was Richard Bruton. Finally, Richard Bruton signed the contract just before I came into office, and I've had the pleasure of implementing this project, and it has gone far better than was expected. We're under budget. We're going to get it done before it was due to be delivered. It's a 7-year project. And as you said, there are people who will be in year 7. They're desperate to get it, and I understand that they will be impatient and they'll want to have it. But the reality is that we are going to have covered the entirety of rural Ireland with fibre broadband to every single home, even people on islands. Everybody in the whole country is going to have it.
Minister Peter Burke has talked about potentially cutting the VAT on internet access services. There's an EU directive on that, which says that they can only be cut to promote their development. But how can we justify a cut when we're still doing the rollout? We still need to invest.
Well, here's something that I do agree with my coalition partners on, is on cutting the VAT on broadband. I think that's a good idea. I think that it can increase the demand. I think it's a cost of living measure as well. So, I mean, you know, having broadband now is just as important as having electricity or running water. It's a utility for your house. It's vital that you have it. It's something that everybody has to pay. And so cutting the VAT on it, I think, could be a good thing and could spur more investment of companies who are coming to Ireland to put in more broadband services, because really we're connecting a lot of people to fibre broadband. But the faster we can do it, as you said at the start of your item, people are frustrated if they're still waiting and they've only got 15 megabits and they want to have gigabit broadband. So everything we can do to speed up the process and make it even faster.
How does that speed it up? And you said the demand is very high, so you don't need to increase the demand by cutting the VAT.
It is the number of people who are working in the field, the number of people who are putting up poles, who are building ducts, who are putting in fibre, who are splicing fibre, the number of people working in it determines how fast we can connect. If the price of the product goes down and more people connect in, then there's more money available to invest to deliver the service faster. So yes, I'm in favour of cutting the VAT. I'm delighted to hear Peter Burke saying that. And that will be part of the negotiations. It's not for sure, but it'll be part of the negotiations for the budget, is to cut the VAT on broadband for everybody in Ireland.
All right. It's the other negotiations that we want to earwig on the residential zoned land tax. We'd love to know how that is going to pan out.
I mean, if we do cut the VAT on broadband, it would be the equivalent of about 40-45 euros a year off your broadband bill, which is like 1 month free. So that's what the equivalent would be for people.
All right. Oisín Smith, thank you very much for coming in. Back after this.